there. You have to take charge of your life and decide right now that you are going to fully and unconditionally, hear me now, unconditionally love yourself. When I was growing up, I was always told that I was too much to handle. I was too loud, too opinionated, too demanding, just plain too much. Now, as an adult, I celebrate these qualities within myself and within the women I know. This is a call to action. This is a space to own your too muchness. This is too much to handle. I'm Hannah Cranston, the host of Too Much to Handle, where we talk about the amazing, the raw, the ugly, the painfully funny, and just plain real truth behind being a woman in your 20s and 30s. These are the conversations you're already having behind closed doors about everything from sex and dating, career pros and woes, to body issues. And we're just airing them. They might be too much to handle, but that's what we like. And today I am going to be way too much all by my lonesome. You guys, this is a solo episode. It's something that I've actually been really wanting to talk about for a while. And I've been really nervous to talk about it. And I've been really anxious, I guess, to be completely honest about talking about it because I want to get it right. And I was so nervous about how I was going to do it and if people would respond well. And then today, the universe gave me a message in the form of having my guest cancel. So I felt like that was sort of a kick in the butt to do this and to talk about this. And I think the timing is really perfect because Valentine's Day is upon us, the day of love or the day of bitterness, depending on, you know, your situation. And something that I don't think gets talked about enough, especially on Valentine's Day, is self-love. I hate the term self-acceptance. I think self-acceptance is bullshit. You heard it here first. I think self-acceptance is bullshit. Why in the world would you sell yourself out by simply accepting yourself? What? I mean, you accept that your Starbucks order is not the exact temperature that you like it. That's what you accept. You accept that your dog's poo is a little runnier one day than the other. Those are the things that you accept in your life. You don't want to simply accept yourself. You want to love yourself. And I know, you know, self-acceptance and self-love is something that is talked about a lot on Instagram. You know, when you're scrolling through, you'll see different memes or whatever with quotes that are inspirational. And believe me, I have been guilty of posting a few of these on my own. And oftentimes when you see these, it's like, well, just, you know, love yourself. Just do it. Like, I don't understand. Just love yourself. You know, it's simple as that. It's just magic. Use a magic wand and then all of a sudden you love yourself. Like, that is not how it works. Maybe that's how it works for you. And God bless you. I am jealous. That is not how it worked for me. And I think for the longest time, I didn't realize that I didn't love myself. I think it was manifesting in so many different ways. And I was so unhappy with my life and the way that I was moving through it, but I didn't recognize the root of it and the root of just not loving myself, but truly, to be completely honest, like hating myself. I think, you know, our lack of self-love and our lack of self-worth is what holds us back in so many different arenas in our lives. It holds us back in our careers. I mean, like besides that whole like patriarchy and legislation thing, but also self-love and self-worth. It keeps us in shitty relationships. It prevents us from loving our bodies. And it holds us in these boxes where we don't get to live to our full potential. You know, after going through this journey myself and still on this journey myself, I started seeing these things for what they were, right? It was about a year and a half ago that I really started my self-love journey. And at the time, I hated my body. I, you know, was constantly just obsessing over everything that I could do to change it, whether that be the food that I was eating, when I was eating it, how I was eating it, the workouts that I was doing, I was always on the internet researching like different celebrities' workouts and what they ate and how I could best make my body look a certain way. I was obsessed with it. I was in a few too many relationships where I knew not only in my core, but I knew on a surface level that it was not going anywhere, that I was getting hurt, that I was hurting the other person. I was sabotaging our relationship. I was sabotaging my partner at the time. I was sabotaging myself. I had this mentality that everything that they were doing was trying to hurt me. And I think that extended to all different aspects of my life where I felt like I was a victim. I found myself saying, I just feel like the world is against me. And I truly, truly believed that the world was against me. One, that's narcissistic as fuck, because the world don't give a fuck what you're doing. And two, like what an awful way to go through life, to feel like every step that you take is something that is trying to stop you. And I know that there is somebody who's listening to this who is feeling that way right now. And I am not faulting you and I'm not judging you for feeling that way, because there are days when I feel that way too, girl. Trust me. But recognizing that and reflecting on how you're feeling and how you're, interpreting the obstacles or the challenges that life throws your way makes a huge difference when you find your true self-worth. You can really start to look at whatever you face in a different way, and it allows you to face it in a way that is a lot more measured and empowering, okay? So my journey started where I realized that all of these things that were happening in my life, you know, hating my body, you know, being upset in relationships, hating my career. Like I went through a period where I was crying every single day that I drove to work and then I'd cry on the way home. And I was blaming my coworkers and I was blaming circumstance and I was blaming so many different things. But what I wasn't doing was taking accountability for how I was feeling about myself and about my progress in life. And so a lot of it for me was taking accountability for that. And I remember so distinctly when I decided to embark on this journey. I'm saying journey like I think like I'm like some self-help guru. Like it is a tougher mudder. It is not like, this is a lovely journey. It is a Spartan race. It is hard. It is painful. You need to train for it. So I don't know what other word to use except for journey. I feel, you know, like they use on The Bachelorette, like, I'm journey, embarking on this together. But that's what it is. So I'll just say journey, but you guys know what I mean. But I remember I was on the treadmill one day, and I weirdly read on the treadmill because I get really distracted and I like need to. I'm such a type A personality, so I need to have like 40 different things going on. So I'm like listening to my music and reading my book and also like texting and like, I don't know, planning, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, planning my dinner that night. So I was on the treadmill and I was reading You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. And I was simultaneously reading the book, but also like, okay, I need to run a little faster so I burn off whatever I ate last night. And I was stressing about this while reading this extremely empowering book. If you have not read it yet, read it now. It is so, so good and so life-changing. And it was life-changing for me, but not in the way that I expected. So I was reading this book and running and stressing about my weight and what I was eating and what I had to do that day. And I just had this moment where I was like, holy shit, I am wasting my life right now. I am wasting my life away hating myself, hating my body, hating my circumstance. Like maybe not everything is perfect. Not everything in life is going to be perfect. Nothing in life will be perfect, if we're being really honest. But choosing to love yourself makes it a whole lot easier and a whole lot more fun. So I decided in that moment that I wanted to change how I felt about myself. But don't get it twisted. It was not in that moment that I changed how I felt about myself. I just decided in that moment, okay? So it's not something that happened instantly. It took time and it took hard work. And I read a ton, I watched a ton of videos, and I went through a lot of trial and error. So I want to tell you what worked for me, and hopefully it will expedite the process for you guys. So I really want to walk through the steps of what it took for me to fully and truly love myself. And hopefully at least one of these steps, or, you know, hopefully more, resonates with you. And it's something that you can implement in your own life. Because when you love yourself, one, you're happier. And being happier is always better. I mean, to be honest, your everyday activities feel a lot more fulfilling. You enjoy your job more, even if it's not the right job for you and you want to move somewhere else. Don't feel like shit every single day. You can feel better in that job each day and still be working towards your other goals, but it does you no good. It does, you know, your coworkers, your boss, your company, whatever, no service. It does your future dreams no service to feel like shit every day going to a job. Okay. So you can figure out things to enjoy, figure out, change your perspective, right? And a lot of that comes from having that self-worth within and not putting that on an external source like a job. You learn to love the people in your life more. I think for me, I'm extremely close with my family and I love them so much. But when I was really struggling with my own self-worth, I took so much out on them. And I projected a lot on them and felt like they were responsible for me feeling this way. And while your childhood and growing up does have an impact on who you are as an adult and how you see the world, it doesn't have to define it. And you don't need to blame your parents for it. You know, like your parents didn't raise you perfectly. Nobody's did. Like, there is no perfect way to raise a human being. But they did the best that they could with what they had. And so you should be grateful for the things that they've given you and forgive them for the things that they didn't. And I think when you love yourself, you're actually able to find love in a partnership or in a friendship or whatever it may be, because so often when we don't love ourselves, we're searching for that love elsewhere. We want to find that in somebody else because we need that feeling of fulfillment and we don't know how to get it. So we're like, oh, well, somebody else will fill that for me. Somebody else will complete me, quote unquote. But when you truly love yourself, you can find somebody else who loves themselves and you can have two whole and complete human beings and have them come together and have a real true love that isn't dependent. You won't feel like the world is against you anymore. And bad things that happen to you, because bad things, shit is going to happen. I'll say that right now. Shit is going to happen. Bad things are going to happen, but they won't feel like the end of the world. And that is really, really powerful, because when you have that self-worth and you have that self-love, you know that that is with you no matter what comes your way. That is at your core. That is in your heart. That is in your soul. And so whatever comes into your life or leaves your life does not detract from that. And that's impenetrable. So it does make a huge difference when you find this appreciation of yourself, when you recognize how worthy you are of living your life to the fullest. But the very first step that you need to make is deciding to love yourself. You have to decide that you are ready to put in the work, that you are ready to feel uncomfortable, that you are ready to, you know, really reflect on some things that are going to make you feel like shit. When you hate yourself, maybe you're acting in ways that you're not proud of. Like, there are so many times that I think back where I was not the best daughter that I could be. I was, there are some relationships, let me just tell you, there were some relationships where I was not the best girlfriend. I wasn't even a good girlfriend. I've not been a good friend. I mean, I'm an amazing dog mom, so I don't know. There's nothing there that would detract from that. But you get what I'm saying. You have to really look at yourself in the mirror and you know, answer some really hard questions and really take time to reflect on who you are and who you've been. And that's hard. So you need to decide that you are ready to do that. You may not be ready now, and that's okay. But to fully love yourself, you need to decide that you're willing to put in the work, to do what it takes, to undergo some pain, some uncomfort to get there. You have to take charge of your life and decide right now that you are going to fully and unconditionally, hear me now, unconditionally love yourself. And deciding doesn't mean that it's going to happen right away, but it is the first step. Now, the second step, guys, bear with me now. The second step is telling yourself that you love you. Now, this sounds really simple. And it sounds really like, I don't know, woo or whatever. But this is the hardest step of all. And this is where I really struggled. So basically, for this step, you have to go into your bathroom or go to a mirror that you have in your home or in the car or whatever, and look yourself in the eye. Look yourself in the eye. That, I mean, for me at first, that was the hardest step, to look at myself in the eye and not be staring at other parts of my body, not be thinking about something else, but really looking at myself in the eye and saying, I love you. Okay, sounds crazy. I know what you're thinking, but let me just tell you, it feels, at least for me, it felt awkward, it felt weird, it felt uncomfortable, and it felt scary as hell. It was terrifying because I could not utter the words, I love you, into my own goddamn eyes. I could not do it, okay? And if you can't do it either, don't judge how you feel. Just take inventory of it. Think about how you are feeling in that moment. Is it funny? Is it weird? Is it awkward? Is it terrifying? Does it hurt, you know, your gut? Whatever it may be, take inventory of how you're feeling. Maybe you look yourself in the eye and you say, I love you. And you're like, hell yeah, I know you do. Awesome. That's amazing. And you are in such a great place to be able to do that. But try it. Go look in the mirror right now, or actually maybe you're driving or walking or something. Don't do it right now. You could look at a selfie of yourself, like, you know, look at the flipped camera, selfie camera, but try it and see how you feel. Now, right away, it's going to feel weird and you don't need to feel super comfortable doing it. That is okay. You probably won't, but you just need to go practice saying it and say it every time you look in the mirror. Have that be your trigger. Every time you see a mirror, make eye contact with yourself and say, I love you. If you're in public, you can say it to yourself, but if you're private, say it out loud. See how that feels. because that's going to give you a real quick answer about where you are in your self-love journey. Okay. Now, when I did this, like I said, I was really, really uncomfortable. But by the 9th or 10th time, I was kind of like laughing. I didn't feel love, but I felt excited because I knew that I was taking the first steps towards that, right? The prospect of me loving myself and not carrying this burden every single day of hate and of shame actually got me giddy and wanted me and motivated me to move to the next step. So the third step is acting like you love yourself. Now, this is not a, you know, fake it till you make it sort of step, because I know a lot of people give a lot of shit to that phrase. I personally love it because I think it makes sense for my brain, but I understand people's issues with it. But you need to act like you love yourself. It's not faking it. It's acting in a way that somebody who loves themselves would act. So you're still making these choices and living them out in your own life, in your authentic self, but you're making them through a different lens, right? How would somebody who truly and unconditionally loves themselves act? Would someone who loves themselves stare at their naked body in front of the mirror and grab parts that they hate? No. Somebody who loves themselves would not do that. Would they starve themselves? No, of course not. They would find food that they enjoy, that nourishes their bodies, that makes them feel good, that makes them enjoy the company that they're with. Would they self-sabotage their relationships and get in arguments over stupid shit that really doesn't matter? Would they try to prevent their partner from going out with the boys or living their, you know, best lives or working late or whatever it is? No, of course not. Because somebody who loves themselves knows that that doesn't detract from their relationship. Now, would somebody who loves themselves let someone in the office, their coworkers, their boss, control how they feel? I mean, think about this for a second. There are days that you go into the office, that you go into work, you're sitting in your cubicle and you have, I don't know, whatever her name is, you know, Crystal next to you. And Crystal's complaining and she is demeaning and she is patronizing, whatever she is. But is somebody who loves themselves going to let Crystal impact how they feel? Somebody who loves themselves going to let Crystal increase their cortisol in their bodies and affect their health? I don't think so. So yes, Crystal may be annoying as fuck. Maybe Crystal is. But somebody who loves themselves knows that Crystal cannot penetrate who you are as a person, how you're doing your job, how you are feeling that day. Okay? Now, it's really thinking about how somebody who loves themselves, who's truly self-confident and somebody who truly knows their self-worth, how they interact with the world. And sometimes that means doing something that's a little uncomfortable or painful. Maybe that's breaking up with somebody who you know is toxic, who you know is contributing to a shitty relationship, but you know that your separation will allow you both to flourish. Maybe instead of, you know, enduring Crystal and knowing your self-worth, maybe that's quitting that job that you hate and going after the job that you so desire, that is your dream job, that is your passion. Maybe that instead of, you know, going to the gym or going to a friend's house or whatever, you prioritize a bath or doing a yoga class or watching a football game, whatever it is that is important for you, that you are taking care of you. Think about what a person who loves themselves would do. For me, that manifested in how I was dressing, because there was a point where I was going to work, leaving the house, going on dates, you know, leaving, doing whatever. And I just like wasn't putting any effort into how I appeared. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because now I believe me, there are days when I go out and I have not showered. I have not washed my hair in a week. I am in my sweatpants that I've been in for the past 24 hours and I feel bomb.com. But when you are feeling like shit on the inside, that is going to be mirrored on your outside. So I was not taking care of myself in a way that was like, oh, I'm comfortable in my skin. It's like, I'm so uncomfortable in my skin that I am just going to make the external aesthetic of myself mirror that. And it made me feel even worse because I didn't want to make eye contact with people. I was keeping my head down. I was wearing things that I knew just like didn't look good on my body because I was so uncomfortable with how I was on the inside that how I looked on the outside was just a reflection of that. And so part of the action that I took to act like I loved myself was to put time and care into how I was presenting myself to the world. So I decided like, this is going to be my quote unquote aesthetic. This is what somebody who loves themselves would wear. This is how she would do her hair. This is how she would do her makeup. And don't get it twisted. How somebody loves her, you know, loves themselves, does their makeup can be different for everybody. Maybe that's doing a full face. For me, that was being like, you know what? I'm just going to wear a CC cream and some mascara and some blush or whatever it is. And that is to for me, how somebody who loves themselves would act. And it's different for everybody, okay? Maybe if you're struggling with your self-worth and you are wearing lashes and caked on foundation and just like ton of contour and everything, and you are feeling like that is hiding yourself, then maybe it's to go the opposite way. It's to do a complete 180 and not wear any makeup or wear, you know, minimal makeup and see how that feels. Think about what works for you. This is your own process. You can tailor it to your own life, but it's really about asking yourself that question. How would my best self, my loved self, act in this situation? What would she wear? How would she do her makeup? How would she do her hair? What perfume would she use? What would she eat for breakfast? Think about everything that you are doing in every moment through that lens. Because once you start acting in that way, you're going to be real surprised that you start seeing your worth more because you are acting as somebody who knows their worth. I know it sounds like fake it till you make it, but there are so many studies that when you force a smile, you are happier. When you stand in superwoman pose, you feel more confident. Now just apply those studies to your everyday life, to your decision. And each choice that you make is a choice to act as though you love yourself. And slowly but surely, that process will happen without you putting the effort to loving yourself. It'll just be through your simple daily actions, okay? Now, the fourth step is really hard. And I still struggle with this all the time. The fourth step is being vulnerable. So people who love themselves aren't afraid to put their armor down. It is the most self-confident people, the most cocky people, the people who just emit the most confidence, I guess, sometimes are some of the most insecure people because they're trying to show the world that everything is perfect, that they're great, that they know everything, that they have it all figured out. But nobody has it figured out. So if you are willing to show that side of you, it's because you know that deep inside you know your worth and that opening up to somebody, showing somebody your wounds, showing somebody, you know, your Achilles heel or whatever it may be, is not going to detract from that worth. In fact, when I have made myself vulnerable with friends where I've, you know, really stepped out of my comfort zone to tell them something that made me, that was painful for me, that was raw for me, that was really personal for me, I found those foundations for our friendship to be bolstered. And our friendship was so much stronger. Same with my relationship. I, you know, have been on this journey for a really long time now, for a year and a half. And I, you know, when I was dating, I put this face forward that I thought, you know, guys would like. And I think there's so many things that we do in life. We're like, oh, well, if I do this, like a boy will like me. You know, we're really our second grade selves sometimes. And it's a little too old to be doing that at 20 something. I'm just going to stop there because I have a birthday coming up and I'd rather not get into that right now. Okay. But we find ourselves being like, oh, if I do this, somebody will like me. And I put this face forward, this confident, like, I know my shit face forward for so many dates. And with my current partner, on our second date, I caught myself and I was like, you know what? Let's just see what happens if I just open up. Let's just see what happens if I tell him a secret that I am really uncomfortable telling. So I did. And on our second date, I told him something that I think only my therapist knows, okay? And it allowed him to see this side of me that was more confident than whatever face I was trying to put forward with other dates in the past. Because he could see that I was so confident in myself that I was willing to show this weaker part of me, this more raw part, this more vulnerable part of me, okay? And we know that when we share things, it doesn't detract from who you are. If you're having trouble at work, if you are having relationship issues, if you are having body issues, like go to your friends next time you see them and talk about one of your body issues, something that you are truly insecure about, or go to them and talk to them about something that you are really insecure about in the bedroom. Maybe you have a hang up around sex or a hang up around sex with yourself. Okay. Go to them and tell them that. And I guarantee you, 100% money back guarantee that they will be like me too. There are so many people in the world that are going through the exact same thing that you are going through. You are special, don't get me wrong, and I'm sure whatever you're going through is unique and different, and you are just this budding snowflake, I don't know, whatever. But I promise you that there are so many people that have gone through what you are going through right now, and it feels so much better to open up about it instead of keeping it inside of you and trying to pretend that it's not there. Somebody who loves themselves doesn't pretend that it's not there. They face it head on and they ask for help because they want to fix it, because they want to grow, because they want to change. They're not trying to cover it up or fill it with something else with meaningless sex or food or whatever ways that we are shopping, whatever ways that we try to hide what we're truly going through. They face it head on. And so part of that is being vulnerable and being able to open yourself up and show that. Because when you open yourself up and you truly love yourself, what you see is there's love, but yes, there's room for growth. That's okay. Which actually brings me to the fifth step. The last step is you need to let yourself through this entire journey have bad days. Okay? There are going to be days when you hate your body, when you hate your job, when you hate your relationship, when you hate yourself. That is okay. That doesn't mean that you've regressed or that you're hopeless. It means that you are human. Know that this is a thought that is fleeting and it's not a true belief about who you are, okay? Now, I recently had somebody on the podcast, Kate, came on, and she told me this quote or just the sort of way of thinking that really stuck with me. And she said, when, you know, these thoughts come into your mind about who you are and how you're acting in the world and how you feel about yourself or whatever, stop, take inventory, think about it for a second. Is this a thought that I have that it's coming in through my brain? Or is this a true feeling that I have about myself? Most of the time, it's just these self-sabotaging thoughts that are just coming in from who knows where, from your subconscious, from your past, from your history, from whatever messages that you have been sent through social media or through the media or TV or movies, whatever it is. It's just a thought that is coming in that you can say, oh, I recognize you. Thank you. Adios. Okay. I heard another really great, I'm just going to paraphrase other people's quotes because it's the best way that I have been able to internalize some of these beliefs, is a woman by the name of Amber Ray was recently on a podcast and she said, treat these, you know, incoming feelings or incoming thoughts as visitors. Oh, yes. If a visitor comes to your home, if your, you know, cousin twice removed, it comes to stay with you, are they setting up camp and ruining your whole life? No. They're going to come. They're going to stay on your pullout couch for two nights, maybe three, whatever it may be. And then they're going to be on their merry way and you go back to your real life. So that is how we can start to treat our emotions, to treat our feelings as if they're a visitor. We're not kicking them out and saying, oh, you don't belong here, or locking them in the closet. We're saying, oh, you're here. I'm going to let you, you know, see what's going on and you can stay in my brain for a little bit, but then, you know, you need to get the fuck out. So that is a way that we can sort of work with ourselves and recognize that it's okay if we have bad days. It's just a visitor. That doesn't mean that you love yourself any less, that all of your progress is all for naught. It means that something happened, something triggered you. Maybe, you know, I don't know, for me, it's close to my time of the month, or if I'm getting hangry or whatever it is that these feelings start to come in. And it doesn't mean that I don't know my self-worth. It means that this is just a time that I'm going through a little funk, you know, and then it's going to go away and I'm going to be back on my progress to finding that true self-love. Okay. Don't let that get in your way. Instead, let it motivate you. Be like, oh, this is something that I still get to grow. Like, it's not, there's no end goal to this. I so wish that I could tell you that there's a finish line and that if you follow these five steps, you will hit that finish line and you'll get your little medal and you'll get your picture and they'll wrap you in a tinfoil blanket. I wish I could tell you that, but that is not the case. It is a lifelong process. It is a lifelong tougher mutter, okay? Now it's going to get easier, but there's still obstacles. You're still training yourself, okay? So it's not as difficult as if you just started to run a tougher mutter tomorrow, but there's still going to be obstacles, okay? And you have to prepare yourself for that and know that that doesn't send you back to the start of the race. That you are still in process and that is okay. And you're just motivated by that. That's exciting. You still get to grow and change. That is what life is all about, is about growing and changing and evolving. You know, I think it's so much of what is talked about online is about loving yourself where you're at. And I truly believe that, you know, love yourself, whatever circumstance that you're in. But loving yourself doesn't mean that you don't want to make change in your life. The point is to love yourself unconditionally, not just to endure conditions that are not serving you or endure something that you really are not enjoying or loving in your life. So you can love yourself, but still want to change things. You can want to change your body. You can want to change your job. You can want to change your relationship. That is okay. But at the core of it, it is about recognizing why you are acting in those ways. Is it because you hate yourself? Is it because you are scared of life? Are you acting out of fear? Or is it because you love yourself unconditionally and you know these circumstances aren't serving you anymore? And when you allow yourself to have bad days, you are not judging yourself and stifling down emotions that are just dying to seep out and will haunt you forever, you're actually able to take a step back and look in a non-judgmental way about how you're feeling and recognize and reflect on which category it fits in and react accordingly. Okay? So let yourself have bad days. Don't stay in those bad days. And I promise you, when you follow these steps and when you recognize how much you have to give yourself and to give the world around you, then this is going to be a lot easier to get out of those bad days. It'll happen a lot quicker. It'll happen a lot more seamlessly. And just a story from my own life. The other night, I left my, I'll be completely honest, I left my boyfriend's house and I drove home and I started crying. And I was like, you know, maybe this isn't working. I don't know. And literally nothing had happened. We had a great night. We binge watched Jack Ryan and ate the foods I like. And it was a perfect night. But I had this emotion. I was like, oh my God, why am I feeling this way? Oh my God, I'm so stupid for feeling this way. And I like, there's nothing wrong. And I'm just like making up shit. And then I stopped myself. And I was like, you know what? You're just feeling sad right now. Let yourself feel that. Take note of it. We don't need to put meaning onto it. It doesn't mean that my whole relationship is stupid or that I'm stupid and I'm going to ruin everything in my life. It just means that I'm feeling sad right now. And that is okay. That, and then the next day I woke up and it was great. The world was a whole bright and different place because I let myself feel. It's when you don't let yourself feel that you repress it and you spiral and you have to deal with it over and over and over again. It becomes a pattern because you're not letting it out. So let yourself feel, let yourself have bad days. That is my fifth and final step for how I have gone through this journey of finding true self-love and true self-worth. You're allowed to think these are stupid. You're allowed to dismiss them. You can say they're pointless. But I will say, if you've listened this far, there's something inside of you that wants to feel that love and that worth for yourself. And if you're still listening, whatever you've been doing up until this point hasn't worked. So why not try it? Why not try at least one of them and see whichever one resonated with you the most? See if it makes you feel a different way. See if it motivates you to find other ways that work better for you, whatever it is. But try something and try it now. Decide now that you want to love yourself, that you want to seek out your self-worth, and that you are going to change your life. DM me if you try any of these steps. Let me know how this goes for you. I want to know, even if it's just one of these steps, even if right now you have taken a selfie of yourself or looked at the mirror or whatever, and you said into your eyes, I love you. Let me know how that felt for you. I want to hear it. I want you to know. And if this episode resonated with you and you think that your friends could benefit from it, do me a favor and take a screenshot of it and share it on your story. Be sure to tag me at Hannah Cranston so that I can, you know, share it on my Instagram and we can spread the word and more people can fall in love with themselves and just be happier. I hope this resonated with you. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys listening to this. I appreciate you guys listening to my podcast in general. I'm so grateful for every single one of you. You guys make what I do worth it. And you just fill my life with so much joy. And I hope that in some way, somehow, I can do the same for you. So please, please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. Also, if you have the time, it would mean so, so much to me if you would review this podcast. It makes a world of difference. And just a reminder, we'll be coming at you every single Wednesday. So buckle up because it's going to be too much to handle. See you next week.